Vicky, if you don't mind, Mike was telling me that you might be the best one to talk about how this all came about with the Vietnam veteran who came to the museum when that was coming about and offered a financial donation to really get this thing started.
Yes, Mike and I, when we retired, we kind of wanted to give back to the community, so we decided to get in. They, at the time, they were organizing a move to for the military artifacts they have in the community. So we decided to try to get a museum for that, which we did. We acquired a place at the Higher Education Center to display the military artifacts. And also we decided that we wanted to raise funds to build a new museum. So we did an honor wall down at our local park for veterans. And this is kind of how this all came about. The Vietnam veteran that is our donor liked what he saw, and he came to me and wanted to do something for veterans, and he wanted me to help him do it. So it's just kept getting bigger and bigger. So he has donated about $1.5 million right now towards this project. Of course, we need more funding to keep it going. We're all privately funded, so. But that's kind of how it came about. He was very, he was in Vietnam, and he said at the time, you know, he carried his buddies to helicopters with their legs blown off, and he was wanted at that time to do something if he survived, for veterans.
We did the wall down at the park, which is a memorial for our local veterans. And Vicky has been real instrumental of helping each one of the people that put their names on the wall down there to make sure that it's correct, and she worked real closely with this. Well, the person that gave the donation worked with her in regards to putting the name on, was touched by what she was doing and felt like he wanted to do something special for the veterans. And that's where the initial donation has come in regards to that. Since then, it just kind of mushroomed. We've got additional donations to expand what we're doing.
This veteran who's, as you mentioned, has been the donor, the main donor for all of this, is he a local person, or where is he from?
Yes, he is local. And like I said, he is a Vietnam combat veteran. And he just wanted him and his family to remain confidential for right now. Eventually, we will announce who he is. But very generous person, very humble person. Somebody that really truly feels like since he was able to come home that he needs to honor all veterans.
Was it his idea for the wall, or who actually really thought of that and said let's bring the Vietnam Veterans Memorial here?
Well, we knew if we built a museum that we would need something to sustain the museum funding. So I guess Mike probably was the one that says, well, why don't we build a Vietnam wall? About 3 years ago, Mike and I in the community brought in a traveling Vietnam wall. And to this day, we have people coming up to us, wives and families of Vietnam veterans, saying how much that had helped them in their healing process. So we decide, well, we'll just build a permanent wall. And then it kept getting bigger and bigger, and now we're a full-size black granite wall, just like the one in Washington, D.C. Matter of fact, we'll probably be like the sister wall to them. So, and what better place than the Midwest, you know, where it's accessible and people can get to it, and that's why we're here.
I'm glad you said that. I was going to make that point about the fact that I know a lot of veterans who would love to see the one in Washington, D.C., but if they're in this part of the country or further west, that's a really long trip for some of them to get to.
We visit the wall in D.C. several different times, and it's just absolutely really touching for even non-veterans to go visit. But the problem that I can see there, it's so congested traffic-wise, but even at the wall itself, it's congested. We're hoping here, as isolated as we are and this and that, that veterans will be able to come here and really spend some time with themselves, their family, and the wall. So we're looking forward to seeing that come about. And this is just a real honor for Vicky and I both to be able to do this for our veterans, for our country.
And you have while you're not a veteran, veterans yourself, you do have a son, I understand, who is.
Yes, we have a son that's a lieutenant colonel in the United States Air Force. He's currently stationed at out in Washington, the state of Washington.
Lewis McCord.
Yeah. And my dad was in the military. He fought in the Second World War, 2nd Marine Division. He fought in Tarawa and Iwo Jima and Saipan, you know, and was wounded twice and came home. And that was one of his last requests was his, you know, before he passed away. He says, Mike, if you can do something for the veterans, I hope you do it. So that's what we're doing. So.
Makes it extra special.
Oh, it does.
Vicki talked about sustaining this. What are some of the plans you have as far as being able to do that?
Mostly we're looking at donations, and just like what we've done so far has just been through donations. We are right now trying to develop a paving to where we'll have pavers out here that we can sell to help with that. But we're really hoping that people will come out here and see the effort that we're doing. We're trying to maintain this without having government involvement in that, because then we can make it dedicated to the veterans without any restrictions on that. But donations are our number one way to keep it going. We worked diligently with the city for almost 2 years to try to develop something within the city limits near the water tower on Highway 51, only to find out that that's something in the end they didn't want to do. So we were able to acquire this ground from a generous guy that lives right up there on the top of the hill. And this is just perfect out here with this new location and everything that's going on here. And like I said, we're pointing out where the Vietnam Memorial is. And we've already started this building here, which we expect it will be completed by November the 11th. And then as soon as we get it finished, we'll start on the museum right there along with the pavilion.
Now, this building that is going up, this pretty sizable building right now, what will be housed in it?
It will be a chapel, and I want to call it the general headquarters for the actual site, but we'll have an office in there, there'll be a gift shop, a media room, and then we'll have an open area in the center where people can come and kind of gather and see what's going on. Would you like to go in and look at it?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. You have over 40 acres of land here.
47 acres of ground here that we've got dedicated for the veterans. Now, this door that we're going in here will come from our new, and we're going to put a pavilion out here for the veterans to have events when the weather's permitting. But this will go into, and this room right here will be our gift shop. And then this will be the complex office, and then the room over here will be a media room. And then where Vicky's at right there, that's the open area just for the general. We'll have a, right here, we've got it marked out to where we'll have a little desk here to receive people when they come in.
So this is the building that when people come out to see the wall, is this where you want them to come first and then?
This is where they'll come, and we'll be able to direct them back that way. There'll be information here about the site as well as the wall. We'll be able to find here, hopefully we'll have our computers set up to where we can locate names on the wall and actually be able to take somebody there to show them what it is. Now, this structure over here will be our utility rooms, bathrooms, but then the back will be a chapel.
How big of a building are we talking about here?
This is 4,200 square foot. And this room here was designed to be a multi-purpose, but really we designed it so it could be a chapel. We want veterans, if they pass and they would like to come out here and have a wake here, that we'll be able to provide space for them.
The building that we're standing in now that you described, what will be happening here, kind of the welcoming center for folks when they come out to visit the wall. But there, and you mentioned the pavilion that from where we came in, but there's also another structure that's going to be outside, right?
Soon we should have another building just a little bit bigger than this that will have after-hours restrooms in it, as well as we're going to dedicate a full 4,000 square foot just for a museum over there. And it'll be an exact duplication as far as looks as what this building is.
And what will be in that, in the museum?
Well, right now we're still discussing. Normally there's a lot of artifacts that are left at the Vietnam Memorial. And we think that what we're going to do is to see how that goes, and we want to put those on display. Because they mean a lot to the people, and I think the people that come afterwards and see this, it'll mean a lot to them.